They came to Jericho. As he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him, "Shh, be quiet." But he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." So throwing off his cloak, Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed Jesus on the way. "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me," Bartimaeus yelled. He was in Jericho. We all know the story of Joshua and the battle of Jericho, don't you? You know the song, "Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down." That's where this happened, friends. In Jericho, Bartimaeus, blind man, begging by the roadside. Wearing a cloak, kept him warm, probably identified him as a beggar, and he was blind. And he heard that Jesus was coming. And so he cried out, trying to get Jesus' attention. And of course, he bothered the people around him. They go, "Shh, be quiet." And he yelled louder. And Jesus heard, stopped, and said, "Bring him here." "What do you want, Bartimaeus?" "Rabbi, teacher, I want to see. Let me see again." And Jesus simply said, "Your faith has made you well." And he saw. Now today I have three basic questions. Simple questions. Shouldn't take very long, Peggy.
Now
I'm going to explain that. She gave me a joke today. Cartoon cut out of paper. Pretty funny. All these cop cars pulled up alongside this church. And they got their guns out and they're pointing at the church. And there's a guy sticking his head out the front door of the church saying, "It's not a hostage situation, just a long sermon." Thank you, Peggy. Been 3 weeks. You ought to get a sermon three times as long. Cowboys kickoff win?
No, it's not.
I got you. Shouldn't take long. 3 points. First one, notice Bartimaeus is blind. He's blind. He can't see. Question I want to ask you today: what's blinding you? "Well, I'm not blind, I can see. I'm not blind, I can see fine. If I got my glasses on, I can see all your smiling faces." Some of you are smiling. Some of you are going, some of you are going, "It's already 11:30. Some of you are saying, "It's already 12:30. Sorry, you didn't set your watch back. I can see. What are you talking about? Blind. I can see. Really? Really?" Can you see? Can you really see? Do you have eyes of faith to see the Savior like Bartimaeus had? I'm reminded of a blind man that many in this congregation remember. Lloyd. Blind in the eyes, couldn't see a thing, but had greater eyes of faith than anyone here. He couldn't see with his eyes, but he could see with his heart. He could see with his mind. He could see with his soul. He could see Jesus. He could see Jesus clearer than most of us. Bartimaeus could see a healer, his Savior, his master, teacher, rabbi. Have mercy on me, he asked. Have mercy on me, he cried out. He had eyes of faith. He may have been blinded physically, but he could see with eyes of faith clearer than the disciples could. What's blinding you today? What's blinding you spiritually? What's blinding you emotionally? What's blinding you to the needs of your neighbors and your friends? What's blinding you to the needs of those who have so very little? What's blinding you to the spiritual poverty in your own life? What's blinding you to your need for forgiveness? I don't need forgiveness. I might need to forgive someone else, but I've not done anything wrong. Oh, really? What's blinding you today? What's blinding you? Do you have eyes of faith like Bartimaeus? Can you see Jesus? Or is your vision dim today? Do you need a set of spiritual glasses? Do you need to go to the spiritual ophthalmologist and have your prescription adjusted? Are you blind? Do you need the Savior to call you forward? That's my first question. And I don't want to answer it. Dialogue sermons kind of work that way. You pose a question and then you answer it. The answer is, we're all blind, friends. Every single one of us. From the most earthy to the most spiritual. From the youngest to the oldest. We're all blind. We all need to see Jesus. We all need to see the Savior and cry out, have mercy on me. We might have 20/20 vision. We might be able to see to drive a car. We might be able to see to read and write, watch television, and go to the cowboy game. But friends, when it comes to faith, most of us, most of the time, are blind. And we need healing. So my first question is, are you blind? What's blinding you? The answer is, yes, I'm blind. And in most cases, what's blinding us is fear. Fear? Yes, fear. Bartimaeus wasn't afraid to cry out to Jesus, have mercy on me. They told him to shut up, and he cried even louder, Jesus, have mercy on me. If you're deaf, you could hear that. They heard that over there in Kaufman. Jesus, have mercy on me. They told him to shut up. He cried it louder. He wasn't afraid to see with eyes of faith. He wasn't afraid. Most of us are afraid. We're afraid to admit lack. We're afraid to say, I'm spiritually poor. We want to be thought of as great Christians and fine biblical scholars, if we are truthful, most of us are afraid to admit we need Jesus to spiritually heal us, to give us eyes of faith again. Question number one is, are you blind? Answer is yes. And why? Because we're afraid. Bartimaeus wasn't afraid. We shouldn't be either. We shouldn't be afraid either. Now, question number one is done. Question number two, who or what is trying to get you to be quiet about calling for help? It's not just being afraid. Oh, certainly that. But why are we afraid? We're afraid of other people judging us. We're afraid that if we talk about Jesus and speak out about Jesus and ask Jesus to help us, some people are going to look down on us. Oh, shh, be quiet, don't pray in school. Shh, be quiet, don't read your Bible in school. Shh, be quiet, don't speak about Jesus in public. We're getting ready to come up on Christmas. Is it a holiday tree or a Christmas tree? Is it, Christmas, thank you. Shh, be quiet. Don't let anyone know that we're a Christian in need of Jesus. Shh. Don't let those Christians know. Oh, they'll judge us. Oh, you need to be praying and reading your Bible, being a good Christian, and don't do this and don't do this and don't do this and do this and do this. Shh. We'll just pretend we're good Christians. And we fool ourselves every time. Friends, why are we afraid? Who is trying to get you to shut up crying out for Jesus? It's question number two. Answers equally simple. What happens on Tuesday? Halloween. All Hallows Eve, because the next day is All Saints Day. So the day before is All Hallows Eve. Unfortunately, it's also a day that's the favorite of Satan. He wants you to shut up. He doesn't want you crying out to Jesus for mercy. He wants you to sit right there and do nothing. The path to hell is slow, smooth, and steady, and has no bumps and no jitters. If he can get you nice and easy like, he'll get you nice and easy like. It's when you call out to Jesus for mercy, it's when you make a nuisance of yourself and call out to Jesus for mercy because you know you're blind, that he starts shooting at you. We're afraid. Yes. And Satan wants us to be quiet. That's the second question and its answer. What's the third question today? Do you have the courage to dump your cloak, whatever is keeping you comfortable in your blindness, and go running to Jesus for your spiritual, physical, or emotional sight to be given back? Do you have the courage to cry out like Bartimaeus did? Jesus, Rabbi, have mercy on me. Well, if you do, Jesus' question to Bartimaeus is the question he asks us today. Jesus said, "What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you?" How will you answer Jesus' question? Don't want to bother you, Jesus. I'll go over here and sit down on the pew and be quiet and nice. Don't want to bother you. You might be too busy. Or, have mercy on me. I want to see again. I want to see again. Do you want to see spiritually? Do you want to have the faith of Bartimaeus and have Jesus transform your life anew? Friends, you have a chance today. Because today, at the table of the Lord, with your eyes, your physical sight, you're going to see a loaf of bread and a cup. You're going to see the loaf of bread and the cup, and you're going to get a piece of bread, and it's going to look, and it's going to smell, it's going to feel, and it's going to taste like bread. With your eyes of faith, you will be challenged to see and receive Jesus. To come forward, see, and receive Jesus into your life, either again or for the first time. Now, it just looks like bread, just tastes like bread, just smells like bread. But when you come with faith, you receive Jesus. You receive His grace, His love, His presence, His life, His healing, life-transforming love. If you come with eyes like Bartimaeus, not afraid, but courageous, to tell Satan, get lost, and come forward and receive again Jesus. Do your eyes of faith work? Will He say, your faith has made you well, go? And will you follow Him along the way? Will your eyes of faith see and receive Jesus today? He promises us. When He said, this is my body and this is my blood, He promises us that when we come and when we receive in faith, or two or more gathered together, there He is in the midst. With the heart one believes, with the mouth profession is made under salvation. Christ is formed in your heart by faith. When you come with eyes of faith and see Jesus in your midst, Jesus in your neighbor, Jesus in the Word proclaimed, Jesus in the sacrament of Holy Communion, Jesus in the hymns we have sung and the prayers we have prayed, when you come and receive His grace, His life, His peace, His real presence, my friends, He heals you. Spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically, He brings you back to wholeness, which is the meaning of healing. He gives you back your spiritual sight. Do you want to see Jesus with eyes of faith? Then all you have to do today is come. Come to this, the Lord's table. It's not my table. I have no right to stand behind it and celebrate the sacrament. I only do it by God's grace. We don't have any right to come and receive. None of us are worthy in and of ourselves. Worthiness has no business here. It's Jesus who is worthy. We need to come because we need Him to make us worthy by His grace. Each of us needs to receive with eyes of faith, with hearts of faith, with hands of faith, with mouths of faith. Each of us needs to receive Jesus. For the first time, again, repeatedly, we need Jesus. Don't let the devil tell you, shh, be quiet and sit there. Instead, cry out, Jesus, Master, Rabbi, have mercy on me. Give me eyes of faith today. And you know what? As with Bartimaeus, He will. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has made you well. Come today when we receive communion. Let nothing push you away. Don't listen to Satan. He doesn't want you to come. He wants you to sit there. Get up. Act in faith. Come and receive. And let Jesus transform you. Let Jesus give you spiritual eyes of faith again.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of First United Methodist Church of Sigelville, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 101 South Kaufman Street, Sigelville, Texas, 75159. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.